Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, May 31st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. War refugees from Ukraine marched through the streets of Warsaw on Sunday to express their gratitude for the support they have received from Poland. Entitled Thank You, Friends, the March of Gratitude started in front of Parliament before going along the city's scenic Royal Route to Plac Zamkowy, where demonstrators joined a Ukrainian fair that continued throughout the weekend. Participants chanted their gratitude while carrying a large thank you banner, along with the national flag of Ukraine and Polish and Ukrainian symbols. The Ukrainian embassy called it a march of gratitude for the kind-heartedness and help, for the friendship and support extended to our nation. Poland on Monday reported that it had welcomed more than 3.7 million refugees fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In honor of Children's Day tomorrow, some residents of Trimiasto will be taking a dip in the Baltic Sea as part of 1,000 Angels at Sunrise, an annual event to support the Pomeranian Hospice for Children. Event participants will meet tomorrow, June 1st, at 4:17 a.m. in Sopot at beach entrance number 28, where the Morza Aniołów group typically meets. As in the previous 2 years, participants will gather on the beach and then enter the water together as a group once the first ray of sunshine is visible, according to organizer Julia Waszkiewicz. The event is open to all, with organizers asking participants to register online and buy a donation card, and then join the group in Sopot or make their own sunrise event wherever they are. Organizers hope to gather at least 1,000 participants at this year's event, which will focus on the intention of peace in and around us. The previous two editions of Sea of Angels managed to raise nearly 100,000 zloty to support the Pomeranian Hospice for Children. For more information on how to register for the event, visit us online at radiogdanska.pl or at morzaaniołów.pl. As the summer tourist season heats up, travelers from Poland are reminded to check which countries still require COVID certificates or other preventative health measures. Travelers from Poland can travel to a number of countries outside the EU without vaccinations or tests, including Albania, the Dominican Republic, the Maldives, Mexico, Jordan, Israel, and Vietnam. Proof of COVID-19 vaccination, transmission, or testing is still required for several popular destinations, such as France, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Turkey, Cyprus, and Malta. Most other EU countries, along with Switzerland, Norway, and Iceland, no longer require proof of vaccination when traveling from an EU member state. For more information on COVID requirements by country, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl. Iga Świątek advanced to the quarterfinals of the French Open tennis tournament in Paris yesterday with a 6-7, 6-0, 6-2 win against Shen Wen Zhang of China. Monday's victory extended Świątek's winning streak to 32 straight matches this season and brought her within 3 matches of taking home the French Open title. The top-ranked and top-seeded Polish tennis phenom will face off tomorrow against 11th-seeded Jessica Pegula of the United States. Świątek is the last pole standing in the Grand Slam tournament, after men's singles favorite Hubert Hurkacz was knocked out in the fourth round yesterday by Casper Ruud of Norway.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a chance for rain showers in the early afternoon and a light breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 17 degrees centigrade or 63 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for rain showers throughout the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.